This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
So I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
You are?
Yeah!
So simple, it just might work.
Woo!
Where the big swinge, W-S-I-N-J.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Whoa!
He may not want to do it, but...
What?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. I'm a sexual being.
Yes, you are.
You know, it's funny you play that because I was going to dress up. You were telling Joey that you were going to dress up as sexy Joey Harrington.
Look, I stand by that. That would be, if you were going to a Halloween party with Joey Harrington, that would be an amazing costume. Because all Halloween is girls taking whatever there is and adding sexy in front of it. A sexy Joey Harrington costume would be brilliant. The hot pants alone.
I was going to go as gay Cam Cleland. That was going to be my costume.
Like a pink husky uniform.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Boy, some face glitter.
Of course, there's nowhere to go. It's
no,
COVID.
No.
Well, go to Cam Cleland's house dressed up as gay Cam Cleland.
Oh, I would not dare do that.
Why
not?
I don't know if that
he's
would
my
go,
buddy, but
I don't know if that would go over
no,
well.
No, he'd punch me in the face.
You don't think he'd see any fun in that?
I don't know.
I'm not certain. He would with because it's me. We're friends, but at the same time, there's no need to do that.
No. He doesn't strike me, and I don't know him as well as you do. He does not strike me
all
as
right,
the...
All right, fine. I'm going to go as gay Mike Lynch.
Ha-ha, tee-hee sort of fellow.
You won't punch me.
No, of course
Mike
not.
Mike will think that's funny.
It is funny.
It's like being gay Bigfoot.
I'm going to have my little fan twink dusty hair on a leash.
Is at the end of...
Wow, that escalated very quickly, but I enjoyed that.
That's the end of what? This is the end with Danny McBride and Channing Tatum.
I never saw
that
movie.
That is a great movie.
It is.
That's the one where they all play themselves,
They
right?
all play themselves.
Dude, that movie is so funny.
If you are looking for a fun... And it's kind of Halloween themed. There's, you know, the devil. If you're sitting around this weekend and you want a funny movie that you may not have seen, get This Is the End with Seth Rogen and James Franco. And it is...
Those guys are great.
Amazing. And yeah, they all play themselves. And I guess I was watching an interview with Seth Rogen and he was talking about his films. And he said the thing about that film, he goes, a lot of that stuff, the conflict in that, he goes, that's real. He goes, when people that knew us, we screened that for them, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you guys went there. A lot of the conflict was real, like, arguments they had in real life. And they used that as inspiration. And at the very end of it, Channing Tatum, or Channing Tate Yum, makes an appearance with Danny McBride. And it is amazing.
Yeah, that movie is funny. And Danny McBride is really, really, really good in it.
Yeah.
I think at one point he calls James Franco duplicitous taint.
Yes.
But James Franco is sneaky funny.
Yeah.
Like, James Franco's really straight-laced funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think
him and McBride in that play.
Oh, they don't like each other.
Adversaries, yeah. And they play off each other so good.
The other great bit in that is what they do with Michael Cera.
Yeah, right at the very beginning.
So good. Because Michael Cera is just like the sweetest, nicest, innocent dude.
And he plays this coked out, just yeah. awful version of himself. And what, Emma Watson makes an appearance in that. And it's just, that is good. It's not clean. It's just good Halloween fun if you're looking for something over the weekend. It's made me think of that with the Channing Tatum, your lovable twink. Dusty.
On a leash. Twink on a leash.
Yeah.
So, do we know what happened with the musical interlude there as we wrap up the Joey Harrington show? This is the Joey Harrington postgame show here.
Yeah. No clue. It sounded like it came from his phone.
That was the weirdest thing ever.
It came from his phone.
That has never happened in my years of broadcasting.
A song just started playing.
It had to have been his phone.
But it sounded quite clear. It wasn't like a song in the background.
It sounded like his phone was playing the song, but he said he could hear it through his earpiece. So I don't know. Who knows? The mystery will last forever.
Very scary.
No one will know, so let's just pretend that it didn't happen.
Does that mean the government was listening for a second?
That's what he thought.
Yeah, our FBI guy, he made a mistake and accidentally clicked the wrong button.
Then he starts to enjoy the interview, so he just sits there and heavy breathes.
Don't mind me.
Do you guys hear breathing?
Remember when you were little and you were trying to listen in, and that's what you did? You held the phone up and...
Yeah, you couldn't... Yeah, you wanted to make it... You know,
don't make a sound.
Yeah, re quiet. Mike, do you remember those days?
Three-way calling.
I do.
Oh, do you? I thought you'd be too young for that.
I'm my generation's in the meaty part of the bell curve. I got pre-technology and post-technology. I got it all.
How old were you when you got your first phone?
My first cell phone?
Yeah.
I was...
How old?
I want to say 15 Three? Or 16 oh. or something.
Yeah.
It was a little Nokia brick. And I thought it was really badass, and I put a flame thing on it, like a flame decal.
Some Snake on it.
Did play Snake on it. That phone, by the way, the story of that phone was one winter, I was outside playing tackle football with some friends in the front yard, and the phone got lost. It was in my pocket, and it was lost in the snow. We could not find it. We were like, well, we got to wait for the snow to melt. The snow melted like a week and a half later. Phone was in the middle of the yard. Still worked.
Yeah, those things were indestructible.
Worked completely normal. There was like a little watermark in the screen. Besides that, it was perfect.
I'm surprised.
So those Nokia brick phones were the best.
I'm surprised you didn't get one a little sooner than that with your very white privileged private school upbringing.
They didn't exist. I mean, that was when cell phones started.
Like the nicest phone. Like
when you were 15, because
I might have been like 2 years younger than that, maybe 13. But
I got mine in college when I was like 20, 21.
What year did that brick phone come out? Because that'll help me answer the question.
Again, so this was probably it was my junior year I got it, and I was, what, that was, what, 2000 when that came out?
My parents were always a little bit, they were very much like, yeah, we don't want you being on technology too much, at least early on. So they might have waited a little bit, but, you know, 2000, 2001, I was 11. So
yeah, I remember 12. Texting and you having to hit, like, the same button 3 times to get your stupid letter up. Take you 72 hours to text.
God, no kidding. What a beating that was.
When you became good at it, it felt great.
I used to refuse to text. Yeah. I was like, screw this. I'm like, it's too hard.
Yeah, that's when the BlackBerry came along and changed everything.
Yeah.
The QWERTY keyboard. Yeah. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. It's amazing.
The Palm Pilot. You had a little pen. Tapping away on your screen.
I still have the little pen. I have the Galaxy Note something or other. I don't know.
Do you think Samsung thinks they're cool that they have a pen in their phone?
It's actually, I use it.
What's that for?
What do you use it for?
You can do anything. You can draw on anything, and there's like a little button like you can kind of click on the stylus to bring up different things. And
why do you want to draw on things?
Well, like if you're taking notes, you write it out, and then it converts it. And so,
yes, your handwriting, very easy to convert.
Yeah.
Well, why would you want to handwrite? Like when you just type.
I don't know. Sometimes it's easier when you're just taking notes. Or, like I said, if there's anything on there, you can edit stuff.
And what are you taking notes on?
What do you mean?
What do you take notes on?
I can't tell you that.
Oh.
Secret laptop Biden things.
Like, I don't take notes.
You can't. I can't. Mm. I can't.
But the notes they vanished.
My favorite... Can I just say my favorite part of that whole thing? was the was the fact that they like it was in 2017 when supposedly they had the text messages, and yet it was a BlackBerry from like 2009. I was supposed to believe 2 years ago he was using like a like the BlackBerry Volt or whatever. I'm like, okay, great. A little behind in the technology there. I liked my BlackBerry. I had a couple of those. I had that same phone 10 years ago.
Yeah, the BlackBerry was good.
I never had a BlackBerry. My dad had one.
I swear by the BlackBerry.
The trackball that you had there?
Yeah, it was good. It was good for user. Like, well, you know what I mean? Like, typing and the trackball was convenient.
Yeah.
You know. Other than that.
For user?
Well, you know what I mean. It's, you know. All right. So Halloween talk.
I get that phones now, if you forget yours at home and you're like, oh my God, and you got everything on there and music, I do kind of miss the days when you left the house and no one could get a hold of you. For the rest of the day, it was just like, you know what? I'm just gone.
Well, you know, you can do that.
I know, but now everyone gets mad at you then and they're like, well, what the hell?
Where were you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't have my phone on me.
What?
Shut up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm somewhat jealous of the people. My sister-in-law is like this. Mm-hmm. She's the first one that comes to mind, but there are others. We all know these people. I'm somewhat jealous of the people that are just truly, like, they truly are not attached to their phone, and you know it.
Yeah.
That's amazing, because they've established that they are not going to be responding to you anytime soon.
No.
And may not respond to you. But yet, you don't take it personally like you do when you know somebody has their phone on them at all times.
Sure. Well, and now, too, it's...
like, those people are great.
If you've got kids or work or whatever, and, you know, you kind of have to have it on and then use it for navigation and that, but I don't know. I do kind of miss those days where it was like, all right, I'm leaving, and I'll be back 10 hours from now, and what happens between now and then, who knows? It was a simpler time.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you've established that you can't do that.
No.
Because you're reachable.
Yeah.
The people, you would have to have been unreachable all these years.
Yeah, you got a Ron Swanson it for like a decade.
And then you text somebody back like 2 days later. Yeah. Like, I just got back to my phone.
I can't really do that. If my kids like lose a leg or something,
you've already established the...
kind of have to have the phone on me.
Yeah, that's too bad. All right, I've got Lori Loughlin news.
Ooh.
And we'll talk some Halloween coming up on The Fan.
1080 The Fan. Double Sun Power!
All right, well, Halloween's tomorrow, I think.
That's canceled.
Is that right? Well, right, I guess maybe it isn't.
October 31st is tomorrow. Yeah. Whether or not you Halloween or not,
wait,
it's up to you.
That's a good question. Is October 31st, like, wait, is Halloween... Halloween is always October 31st.
Yes.
But is October 31st always Halloween? Great question. It might not be tomorrow. Because it's technically...
I think it's... I'm sure there'll be some places that still have Halloween, but I...
Well, people are still dressing up in costumes, even though they can't really go anywhere.
Yeah,
and there's
Joey's.
Still candy. And
yeah.
I'm expecting zero trick-or-treaters, but I...
We're going dark.
I don't know. We have pumpkins and stuff out at our place that we carve and all that, so I guess we'll have the lights on. If someone wants to come, you can... I've got candy that we've been eating. I'll give you some, but I'm not expecting it. We don't get many anyways because my neighborhood is 1,000 years old. But if a little kid wants to come, I'll put a mask on and, I don't know, I just hand out some candy, sanitize my hands. I won't let them reach into the candy dish.
I'm going to hand them hand sanitizer and say, get the F out of here.
Well, there you go. Little bottles of hand sanitizer. I saw someone was handing out to, it was on Twitter, but someone had the... they had the bowl full of candy for the kids and then bowl full of the individual alcohol for the adults.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean like airplane bottles of booze?
The airplane bottles of booze.
Hell yeah.
Dangerous for all those 15-year-olds trick-or-treating by themselves. They're just going to start taking all the bottles.
Well, no. I mean, it's sure you have to.
Because they would never drink.
No.
No, no, no. I mean 21-year-olds. Sorry.
It's ridiculous. Some 12-year-old out there getting rip-assed. Just, you know, did the bowl take one, you know, on your honor system. Must be over 21. Take a handful of booze.
Again, I feel like with little kids, you can just get past it because they don't know that it's Halloween.
Sure. So yeah, like if you're three or four, but
they just forget.
Like the 7-8-year-old, that's prime
what
Halloween.
Do you do? I know. What do you do?
That's prime trick-or-treating.
I assume you just let them dress up and
Yeah,
I don't know. They're not going to school.
Well,
that's
what Joey said. They did like grab bags or something, like gift bags for people.
Well, they did the drive-through school thing.
Yeah.
And their neighborhood that must be a sweet neighborhood. They all got together and put together a little.
Something tells me his neighborhood nicer than mine.
Little gift baskets. You're not going to do little gift baskets for your kids?
No.
In your little neighborhood?
There's no kids. As far as I know, in my entire neighborhood, that's not true. The power lesbians have a little girl, but she's like one. Outside of that, there's not another kid on my entire block. Not a single one.
Well,
so I guess I could hit. What if I did like old people gift bags for Halloween? You know, I did some like Geritol and some Metamucil.
People don't care.
Maybe one of those and just came and delivered it. Could that like be a welcoming, like an olive branch to the olds of my neighborhood? If I put together like some prune candy, some Werther's Original, some Reader's, maybe something that the old people would enjoy. Who's ever given to the olds during Halloween?
Text 503-250-1080. Are you taking your kids trick-or-treating? Text. Somebody said they are. But if the lights are off, then just like a normal year, you don't go there.
That's universal.
How far are you going to have to walk? Like,
I don't know.
You might have to walk like 8 miles to find a house. It's like, yeah, all right, fine.
My guess is you'll probably do the drive route, right? You put the kids in the back and then you drive around.
Look for houses with lights on?
Look for houses with lights on.
Because a lot of people are going to turn their lights off because they don't want... They don't want the COVID.
Yeah.
They just don't want to mess with it.
Although I would guess it's pretty safe if you're the one handing out the candy, you wear the mask, and you got the little hand sanitizer right there. You open the door and it's just like, you just huck some candy out. I think you'll be all right.
I think that's right. But you know that there's a lot of people that just won't mess with that.
No. I mean, we basically have called off Thanksgiving at this point. If I'm going to call off Thanksgiving, I'll call off Halloween.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas this year.
I have gone back for Thanksgiving every year since I moved here. And I'm not sure if I'm going to go because the numbers are going up everywhere. It's less safe to travel than it was when I went in August. Yeah. I don't know. I want to go back. I want to see the family, but I'm keeping an eye on it.
Well, your dad had it, and
My dad had it.
He's immune now, right? He's superhuman.
He's immune for 4 months. That was his joke.
He feels better than ever.
Literally,
the Gare Bear had.
Yes.
Had the COVID, and your wife didn't. His wife.
No, she
would
tested,
that be your mom?
That would be my mom.
She had something else.
She tested negative.
Oh, Jesus. She tested negative.
Yes.
Good. Were they making out?
His joke was
they were doing it.
His joke, literally, he told me, and I was like, "Well, I'm really worried because you're 61. Like, what's going on?" And he was like, "I'll just be immune for 4 months. It's fine." I was like, "All right."
Yeah, is that what it feels like when you're done with COVID? Is like, this is great. I don't even have to worry about it.
Hey, that's what I heard.
For four months.
I heard from someone that he feels better than ever. He feels like he was 20 again, and now he's immune and superhuman.
Really?
Well, Kenneth Copeland was back. He was blowing away the wind of God
and
all that.
Did he get the COVID?
No, but he's claiming now that a certain fearless leader of ours is superhuman and immune and that he's been buoyed up by the strength of God now to kick COVID right in the ass. Yeah, he was back on there doing his whole thing. It's over. He blew it away.
I talked to a guy who had COVID, and he said he's paranoid now to keep getting tested. Like, he had it months ago.
Yeah.
And like, he's just like, that's just so weird. I just can't get it out of my kitchen that, it may still be in there, or like I may test positive. So he gets tested, fairly regularly.
That seems a little overboard, but
totally. That's why I said it. It's like, what are you talking about, dude?
You had it.
You don't have it anymore. And he was like, it knocked him on his ass.
Sure. I'm still not 100% certain that I didn't have it either.
Did the Gare Bear get knocked on his ass?
No, he said it was like a mild cold for him.
Okay.
I'm not certain.
He did lose his sense of taste and smell, though. That lasted longer than the actual, sickness, but...
I hear that from a lot of people, that that's, the worst part of it.
Well, yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
You can't... I mean, you don't get any enjoyment of anything, food, drink-wise, because it tastes like nothing.
But at the end of last year and the beginning of this year... I was sick for 2 months. Couldn't shake that damn thing. And I thought it was a strep infection. And, my doctor was like, well, you tested negative, but those rapid ones aren't real accurate. We'll give some antibiotics anyways. And I battled that thing for 2 months and just couldn't shake it. And I wonder,
You know, go get the antibody test.
I know. I just. I
guess, it's only $25.
But does it really matter?
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, yeah, well, who cares?
Like, if I have it or not. I mean,
you may have had it. You may not have.
Yeah. I mean,
didn't change anything.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was with you guys when you were talking about that yesterday. I'm not sure it matters. Yeah. Like, oh, I found out I had it already. Okay.
And if
cares?
I had it then, chances are I'm not immune to it anymore. You know, it's been however long, and they're saying it could only be 3 or 4 months. And I don't know. I just wonder. It was weird. I had the illness, and no one could really quite put their finger on it, and it sucked, and it lingered for a while. Except I didn't have any
didn't really have any COVID symptoms.
Well, no, I mean I did, other than the taste and like the COVID symptoms. The only thing that seems unique to COVID is right the taste and smell, and then like the weird fingertip things. Or the toes.
I mean, I think shortness of breath and coughing, that is a basis
dry cough.
Coming from the lungs. You
but
know.
I had all that stuff. Mm. But I don't know if that's any different than...
But you didn't test positive.
I never got tested. This was before, in December and January, the COVID wasn't...
Well, just go get a damn antibody test then.
There was none.
Shut the hell up.
But if it's been that long, would I even test positive even if I had it?
Antibodies? Yeah. I don't know.
This was in December, January. Now here we are.
Let's just go with the you had it.
All right.
And tell your heroic story.
It certainly was heroic.
Well, it means if you had it, that means we probably both had it. Because we
My wife was super sick in February. She thinks she might have had it.
Yeah, right?
But I don't. All right.
My mom didn't get it.
That's
wild.
My
dad had it.
That's wild to me. Well, I told you the story of a friend's daughter who has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And the boyfriend got it. And the daughter and him are, you know, they're making out and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids are all horny. And he had it, and she never got it.
I talked to my doctor a bunch, a good buddy of mine. And
how does that even happen?
That's the one thing that just flummoxes him. He's only had a handful of patients that have tested positive for it. But that's the thing that he can't seem to figure out is that all his patients that have had it, they haven't affected anyone else in the family.
Yeah.
And they were, you know.
Were they asymptomatic?
No. They ended up being symptomatic, and no one else in the family caught it. And he's like, I'm like, well, how is that possible? He's like, I don't know.
And then there's other stories of entire families.
Entire families. They go to a family reunion, and like 50 people get it. So.
I know. That's the weird part about it.
He just scratches his head at that and is like, I don't know.
I
say ignore it.
I cannot wait until we have it under control and we can stop worrying about it in the same way that we have been. I'm tired.
You got the COVID fatigue?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like not doing all the right things. I'm just, I want to go to a place and not have to worry about it. Hey, you want to go to a bar? Yes. Okay, let's go. Mike, hey, do you want to hug someone? Yes. Okay, hug.
How dare you? Bars and hugs. You go to hell.
Move out to Coos Bay.
Well, that is true.
You know what I mean?
You can go to the Bachelor's Inn. You can do whatever the hell you want.
They don't care.
No, they don't.
All right. Well, there's hot Halloween talk, sort of.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but yeah, poor kids. What will they ever do?
They're fine. Kids will be resilient.
They'll eat less candy is what they'll do.
No, they won't. The parents will just buy them candy, and then they'll just shovel it in their face.
So that's what Halloween's become. Like,
yeah, just beer.
Go to Fred Meyer with your mask on, get a bunch of candy, and put it in the house, and the kids just eat it.
Amen to that. I've had like 19 like bite-sized Heath bars here over the last 4 days.
And maybe they wear a cape.
Just tie a towel around your neck. You're fine.
Captain COVID.
All right, I've got Lori Loughlin news. You know, she reported to the prisons today.
Caged heat.
Yes, sir. We'll get to that next. Here's Mike.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, well, America's mom, Lori Loughlin.
I'm waiting for her to fall on hard times and have to go to an OnlyFans sort of thing. Counting on that.
Pervert.
I don't know.
Is that going to be your first OnlyFans subscription? Is Lori Loughlin?
I find the OnlyFans things to be absolutely ridiculous that anyone would pay for that. But
apparently, people do, and they make a lot of money.
I know. They just make an S ton of cash. If Lori Loughlin were to start an OnlyFans account, you might get me on that one.
What if? So, how does that work? You just pay for. They just say, "Hey, I'm going to get naked," and then you pay for it, and then I'll show you my nudity.
Yes,
it's like a monthly fee.
Yeah, it's like a monthly fee.
What if you sign up for it? For somebody, and then you're totally disappointed with what they provide to you.
So this actually happened. I forget I forget who it was. There was she was a singer, an actress. The text line will help me out. 503-250-1080. There was someone just a couple of months ago who was, God, I can't think of what her name was, but I guess she was kind of a big deal and had fallen on some hard times, and she had never been nude or anything before, and she started an OnlyFans account, and she made a couple million dollars in one weekend. Like, people just flooded this thing, and she wasn't nude. She didn't put out any nudity. And the people wrote...
That is the expectation?
That is the expectation. And the people...
Basically like a porn site.
It's a porn site. And the people revolted. And a lot of like the sex workers or people that had OnlyFans accounts, they got really screwed over because it actually changed the OnlyFans platform had to change the way they processed payments. And it made it harder for people that were actually putting out real content. It was a huge, huge deal. She screwed over a ton of people. Over that, but made an S ton of money. I forget who it was. I'm sure someone. Bella Thorne.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's you can.
So you better get naked.
You can make a ton of money, but if you.
Can I do one?
If people are willing to see you nude, if people want to pay for it, and if you're willing to strip down.
How much is it?
It's a monthly thing, and it just depends. It's not one set. Cost.
Yeah, I think the person sets the price.
The person sets the price. And that's the thing, is it goes directly to the person. But I think like some of these OnlyFans sites now were running now, like you had to get verification and there was a delay in getting the money. So you had to like, so you could sign up for it and then there was like a trial window.
Yeah, I saw that Bella Thorne made everybody angry.
Yeah.
Because it messed up their income.
I don't know who that is.
She's
a hot though.
Actress, model, singer, director.
I think she used to be a Disney something or other, and now she's older.
And now she's over and kind of fell on hard times, and so she did this, and people were like, "Oh my god!" And it turned out it was all just a scam, and defrauded.
Was it
people.
A scam, or did she not know what she was doing?
No, she scammed people.
Wow,
it was a big deal.
All right.
I mean, it was a whole thing.
Well, she's not going to jail for that, like Lori Loughlin.
No. That being said, if Lori Loughlin wanted to do an OnlyFans. You know, for a month, I'd put down my $10.
She 50, Lori.
She's got to be. Aunt Becky.
Yeah, Aunt Becky.
She's been around for a long time. But just, I love me some Lori Loughlin.
Well.
56 years of age.
Oh, wow. She's 56. Damn. She reported to prison today. She is going to prison in Dublin, California. To begin her 2-month sentence.
Something tells me she's not going to be in general population making license plates.
You don't think so?
No, I'm guessing she's going to the fancy white people prison.
Wonder what that's like.
White people prison?
Just, the fancy Loughlin prison.
Yeah, I think you
probably have personal butlers per inmate.
Is it going to be hard on her?
You have to sleep on only like 800 thread count sheets as opposed to the 1,000 Egyptian cotton and, things like that.
No, but seriously, will this be hard on her at all?
No. And she'll be out. Is she serving 2 months or is it 2 months?
She was sentenced to 2 months. She won't serve
that long.
She'll
be out in a week.
No.
Week and a half.
She'll serve more than that. But what's her nuts? Got Felicity Huffman.
Yeah.
She
picked up some trash.
Well, no, she has community service.
Yeah. I think Felicity Huffman literally spent like a day in prison and then picked up
trash.
Was
it a day? I think she was.
It was like super quick.
Yeah, she served 11 days.
11 days?
Yeah.
Okay. More than I thought?
Her sentence was 14 days. So.
Served 11.
Good behavior.
By the way, someone's got 35 cents on your OnlyFans if you want.
That's not enough. I'm not going to gear down for that.
No. No beefcake photos for 35 cents?
35,000 cents.
If you want to see me naked, just come over and you look into my backyard. There's a good chance you'll see it.
So Massimo, her hubby... Massimo Gianluli.
Yeah, that guy. Is he?
Yeah, he reported today too. He has to serve 5 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a separate prison.
Oh. So when they get done, they're gonna have like a lot of post-prison angry makeup sex on top of their $100 million fortune.
Okay, what do you think is more likely?
He's a handsome guy, by the way.
Yeah, you never seen him before?
I don't know if I'd ever really seen a photo of him.
That's Massimo of Massimo fame.
Mm-hmm. He's a handsome dude.
Do you think they'll get a divorce?
No.
You don't think this rips them apart?
No. I think they're laughing at this whole thing. They're like, whatever. They'll probably get a reality show out of it. Either that or his, like, I don't know who buys Massimo clothing anymore, like people at Target, but I'm guessing this probably upped his profile. I haven't thought of that dude in years. When I was a kid, people wore that, like, Massimo brand and stuff.
You think he's going to roll into prison and toss them all Massimo jumpsuits? Like, here you go, guys.
He redesigns the prison outfit. It's like, there's no reason to live like animals in here. Some fancy, trendy, you know, this orange is outdated. It's played out. I'm going to add some new spiffy details. Like, I've said it a million times. I don't want to go to prison. There's nothing about prison that looks remotely interesting to me whatsoever, but something
interesting.
There's some people that are like, man, I'd thrive in prison. You know, it's like, I'm built for it. Like,
who says that?
A lot of criminals don't care. Like, they're like, I don't care. I go back. I don't want to go to prison. It's just, no. Prison, yeah, all
I think
bad.
That's pretty universal.
But something tells me the prison they're in, if you are going to go to prison, this is the prison that you want to go.
Yeah. Well, they also have, they have 2 years supervised release. And during that, she'll have to perform 100 hours of community service and pay a fine of 150 Gs.
Oh, no.
So, pretty brutal.
And something tells me their community service is not going to be like, you know, slinging hash to the homeless down on Ventura Boulevard.
What's community service look like for Lori Loughlin?
My guess is that they, you know, the celebrities always do this. Their community service, she'll go and do like some sort of outreach and speak to someone. And,
photo op.
Yeah, like a photo op thing. You know, she'll go to a homeless animal shelter thing, you know, combo, and take a photo and be like, oh, it counts for 12 hours. Look, when you're really rich like this, does the prison system really apply to you? It just doesn't.
Well, they're going there.
Are they?
Well, yes. They just reported today into their little jumpsuits.
My man.
She had to give up her phone and everything.
Oh, no. There's two types of prison. There's normal people prison, and then there's Lori Loughlin and Massimo prison. And I just know that if I did something, I wouldn't get to go to Massimo prison.
Well, rest in peace for at least 2 months, Lori Loughlin.
And that's the thing that scares me, is if I go to prison, I'm only going to have to side with one group of people, and I don't want to side with that group of people, but I'm not going to have a choice. It's going to be terrifying. I walk into prison, I'm only accepted by one group, and that's not a group I want to be accepted by. I'm going to have to hope my whole Korean children thing doesn't get back to them. Shh.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one for you.
Hey, where are the picture of the kids? I don't have any. But I can assure you they're white and pristine. Just pay no attention.
All right, we must go. I think John is John available tonight? John?
I think so. You did not tell me otherwise.
John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Your shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080, The Fan.
All right, just a few minutes left. Here's John. Hello.
What's up, gentlemen?
Nothing. We're watching Minnesota beat Maryland. It was 21-7 last we referenced it. Now it's 35-21 Minnesota.
Well, that's exciting. Toss the records out when those two get together.
Minnesota was favored by 18.5, and bettors were sweating it out, and all of a sudden the cover's in play. Mm.
So I found something on Twitter I wanted to bring to your attention because I think it's right up your alley.
Okay.
Do you know who Ed Delahanty is?
No.
Ed Delahanty.
Yeah, okay. Otherwise known as Big Ed. So Big Ed was one of the early... He's a member of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. He was one of the early hitting stars of the late 1800s and early 1900s.
Okay.
He hit over 400 three times. He led the league in hitting twice. He led the league in doubles five times, triples once, home runs twice. From 1893 to 1902, his average season was 374. So okay. He could play.
Yeah.
Right? So some of the, but the genius of Ed Big Ed is when you dive into his career a little bit. Big Ed was signed by the Phillies because their second baseman died of typhoid fever.
That happens.
And that opened the door for Big Ed to become a Major League Baseball star. A couple of things he was involved in. He once was squared to bunt, and the third baseman charged in to make the play, and he got mad, so he swung at it, and the ball hit the third baseman and broke his leg.
Damn.
The olden days were a hell of a thing.
Freaking Ed.
He also, in Philadelphia, there was a little area in center field where they kept the numbers for the manual scoreboard. They called it the doghouse. And a ball got hit into there, and he was chasing it, and he reached in to get the ball and got stuck in the little hole, and it led to the guy getting an inside-the-park home run.
What the hell?
But the genius, the greatness of this is that Ed Delahanty died in 1903 when he was on a train with the Washington Senators, with whom he played for, and he was kicked off the train by the conductor for being drunk and disorderly. It said the conductor said Delahanty was brandishing a straight razor and was mostly naked, threatening passengers after he had gotten drunk on whiskey. Okay?
Then I like it already.
I'm following.
Yeah.
It gets better. He's kicked off the train, and he begins to walk across the International Railway Bridge that connects Buffalo, New York to Fort Erie, which is right over Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And drunk Big Ed Delahanty, either it's unknown whether he jumps or falls, but he dies that night plummeting over the bridge and into Niagara Falls, where they find his body 2 weeks later only wearing socks and a tie. And he was
socks and a tie.
He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame posthumously by the Veterans Committee in 1945.
Oh, my God.
On this show, he may have become my favorite Hall of Famer outside of Ken Griffey.
So I was going to say...
100%.
I was going to say there's no question he fell because he was loaded.
Yeah.
But with the socks and tie thing, maybe he was doing bits.
I don't know. He is instantly my favorite Hall of Famer.
Dude,
that is glorious. And I'm going to look and see if I can find a Big Ed jersey.
What a life.
And it was in the news today because today was his birth. He was born on this day way back when, and I never heard of him, but he's fantastic. So I launch you into the weekend with tales of Big Ed Delahanty.
All right, thank you, John. Have a good weekend. All right, we got to go. Have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.